This is a podcast from Deutsche Welle. For more information and a selection of other programs, click on to dwworld.de.
Deutsche Welle. News.
I'm Nicole Gribble in Bonn. North Korea displayed the body of ruler Kim Jong-il in a glass coffin surrounded by red flowers on Tuesday. His son, Kim Jong-un, was one of the first to pay his respects. It could be a sign that a smooth leadership transition is underway. State media has stepped up efforts to boost his son's reputation among North Koreans, hailing him as a lighthouse of hope. Associated Press correspondent Raphael Wober, who's one of the few foreign journalists to report from North Korea, says people are in mourning all over Pyongyang, lining up to cry and wail in front of the portrait of Kim Jong-il. The first Arab peace monitors will arrive in Syria this week, according to the Arab League. On Tuesday, more than 100 people were killed in one of the bloodiest days of the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad. The killings come as Assad signed a law imposing the death penalty on anyone found guilty of arming what he calls terrorists. Meanwhile, Gulf Arab states called on the regime to immediately halt its killing machine. In a statement issued at the end of their annual summit in Riyadh, the members of the Gulf Cooperation Council appealed to Damascus to put an end to bloodshed, lift all signs of armed conflict, and release prisoners. In Egypt, there's been a fifth day of clashes between protesters and the military. In the capital, Cairo, police and soldiers fired guns and tear gas to disperse the crowds in Tahrir Square. 13 people have died in the last 5 days. Meanwhile, the military council apologised to female demonstrators who had been out in force on Tuesday, voicing their anger over the violence they had experienced. The council said it felt deep regret to the great women of Egypt. Soldiers had dragged women by the hair, stomped on them, and stripped one half naked during the protests. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. German President Christian Wulff continues to be under fire. A business friend, Carsten Maschmeyer, says he paid for an ad campaign to promote one of Wulff's books, but without Wulff's knowledge. Several opposition politicians demanded his resignation after it was revealed that he took out a loan from the wife of another business friend to buy a house when he was the state premier of Lower Saxony. Between 2003 and 2010, he and his wife also spent holidays as guests at the homes of wealthy friends. Chancellor Angela Merkel has defended Wulff, who's a Christian Democrat like herself. Iraq's Sunni vice president Tariq al-Hashimi has denied any wrongdoing a day after a warrant for his arrest was issued. At a news conference in northern Kurdistan, Hashimi said accusations that link him to attacks on government and security officials were fabricated. He also said he believed that Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki was behind the warrant. Al-Maliki is, like most Iraqis, a Shia Muslim. The warrant was issued just days after the last US troops left the country. Temporary workers in Germany are set to get a minimum wage from January 2012. The German government passed a bill on Tuesday that would guarantee temps €7.01 per hour in eastern Germany and €7.89 in western Germany. Roof tilers and industrial cleaners can also look forward to a higher wage. Germany has no general minimum wage, as its many different industries normally set wages through collective bargaining. But some industries fall through the cracks of that system, which is why many have called for a general minimum wage. And in German football, Bayern Munich managed a late 2-1 win over second division Bochum in the German Cup to reach the quarterfinals. Arjen Robben scored in stoppage time in what was otherwise largely a balanced match. In Tuesday's other games, second league side Greuther Fürth beat top flight regional rival Nuremberg 1-0. German champions Dortmund are down to 10 men against second division leaders Fortuna Düsseldorf. It's 0-0 in the second half. And Hoffenheim leads Augsburg 2-1. You're listening to Deutsche Welle, Radio News. I'm Nicole Gribble in Bonn.
You've been listening to a podcast from Deutsche Welle. We hope you enjoyed the programme. You'll find more information and podcasts at dwworld.de.